All right, thanks, Brian, for joining us, and we want to talk about the school board election that was held just last week, Tuesday, right?
Yes, and we had our monthly June school board meeting, and at that meeting, we did canvass the election results from our recent school board election, and the results were Scott Fetch had 19 votes, and Angela Coots had 28, so they'll be on for another 3 years.
Okay, so their term just keeps going.
Yep, for three-year terms.
Okay, all right, sounds good. And then the school board meeting was yesterday then, right?
Yes, we had our June board meeting, and at that time we did have some committee reports and some discussions on two things. One is we're still working on the finances and budget for the coming school year, and that was report was given by board members to the entire board for the fiscal outlook for the next year. And then we did have a construction report also by board members to the entire board.
What's give us a construction update for the new elementary and new gym?
Well, we're moving along fairly well. I think they have all the footings poured for what we call Section C. There's three phases of the project, Section C, B, and A, and Section C is the south area. So the footings are poured and the walls are, the base walls are up there, and you know we should see the masons starting putting up the block here this next coming week, and that was the schedule. So, you know, a schedule has been put together for the project, you know, when the project started. So they're right on schedule. So the masons supposed to start the week of June 19th, and they're on site. They've been getting prepped for their part of the project, and we should see block going up next week.
All right. Well, that's good news, and the bus barn that's been moved already, and that's all done.
Well, they've been moved. We still don't have communication set up to our bus shop. I think there's still a little expansion to that shop that's going to happen, and then we still have to pour the floor for our bus shop.
Okay, so that's still in place then. And also, you see maybe like part of the road maybe being dug out too out there. Is that what that is? It's kind of.
Yeah, they've had the attached to the city infrastructure, and what you see right on the entrance to the school parking lot, they attached this to, we created storm sewers in our high school parking lot. That's eventually going to be paved, so we installed storm sewers in that parking lot, and those storm sewers had to be attached to the city system. So that's what you see going on right in front of that entryway to the high school parking lot. We had a meeting here this past week, and with discussion of the parking lot, and we'll have a base coat put on that parking lot by the time school starts, so that'll be get cleaned up and be ready to go.
Okay, sounds good. Talk about some summer activities going on at the school right now.
Yeah, there's things don't totally shut down, so we have summer school going on with summer school driver's ed. And we also have a dual credit class going on, or a college class going on with Carla Michelson in sociology. So those two classes are going on at high school. We also have summer school going on at the elementary school with Title I summer school. So three different programs going on there. We also have camps going on this week. At the end of this week, we have volleyball camp going on. We've had some basketball camps already. I know there's been some discussions on a dance camp. So things keep rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And then, let's see, the next school board meeting is a little bit later than usual, right?
Yeah, our July school board meeting has been put back a week, so we'll meet on the third Tuesday of July instead of the second Tuesday, just for schedule conflicts.
Okay, so it'll be July 18th. That'll be the next school board meeting. So.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
All right, and then the following month, school is back in.
Well, let's not make the summer fly by right, so quick. Yeah, but yes, the following month it's August, and yes, we're already making plans and having discussions on next year already. Yes.